اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، وصلی اللہ علی سیدنا و نبینا محمد و آلہ الطیبین الطاہرین، اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ فی کتابہ المجید: شہر رمضان الذی انزل فیہ القرآن ھدی للناس و بینات من الھدی والفرقان. برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز، السلام علیکم. Alhamdulillah, we are once again in the month of Ramadan, and this is the month of Quran. If anyone is looking for a teacher, Quran is the best teacher. If anyone is looking for the light, Quran is the best light. If you are looking for justice, Quran is the book of justice. If you are looking for laws, Quran is the book of law. If you are looking for Dalil and Burhan, Quran is the book of proofs. If you are looking for salvation, Quran is the book of salvation. If you want to ponder on something, Quran is the best book to ponder upon. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has started and the book of Allah has been opened again. Now here is a humble suggestion. In our Islamic centers, we invite Ulama-e Kiram and we want to spend this month with the Holy Quran. If we start Salat of Maghribain right on time and finish within 10 minutes, and then we go to the Iftar dinner immediately after that and spend 20 minutes, then the third thing we should do in our centers is that everybody, being a kid or male or female or an old person, everyone should pick a copy of Quran and then open it from the first chapter and divide it into 30 juz and read one juz every day. Now this reading will be in a group so that not everybody can read and not everybody will be reading. Rather, there will be some good reciters of Quran will be on the stage, will be near to the microphone, and they will be reciting Quran in Arabic, and everybody will be listening to it and will be looking into his or her book of Quran. If somebody cannot read, he will or she will still open the Quran and be looking at the ayat of Quran to get the sawab for the looking at the Quran. This way, if we can arrange 5 to 10 good reciters, and then they can finish reading Quran within 30 minutes, so that the whole city, whole community will get benefit of finishing Quran. They will be coming to the same center every day because they will not have to spend extra time at their work or their homes to read Quran, and then they will be reciting Quran together. Now after that, Alhamdulillah, we have Ulama-e Kiram, and if there is no alim available, then anyone can summarize from the help of translation and authenticated tafsir that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was trying to teach us in that juz. And then that person should go to the pulpit and deliver a lecture only on the meaning and tafsir of Quran of that juz which was recited for 30 minutes. And this will conclude the first part of the day, which will take hardly 90 minutes, 1 hour, 1.5 hour. 90 minutes you are done with recitation of Quran and you understand the meaning of Quran for that day. We can do ziyarah for the people who want to go home, but we can announce that still there will be further program for those people who have time to stay. And then the same person or alim who had delivered the lecture will have a group discussion with the people who are interested to discuss about the tafsir and meaning of the Quran. And on the other hand, in parallel, those people who are having difficulty in reading Quran in Arabic, we can have tajweed classes on the back, two classes, one for kids and one for the elder people, and same in the ladies, one for the small girls and one for the adult girls. So then we can, those people will be pondering, will be learning how to read proper Quran. But the people who are already able to read Quran and they are interested in translation and tafsir will be participating in the group discussion. That way, if there is any question in the mind of the listeners, they will be able to ask those questions and the alim or the book of tafsir will be available for the answers. And after those 30 minutes, we can spend 15 minutes of our daily du'as. This way, we can conclude this program within first part of 90 minutes and then within 45 minutes of the second part. And then when those days comes when you need to do majalis for Imam Ali alayhi salam, or you need to do milad for Imam Hasan alayhi salam, or majlis for Hazrat Bibi Khadija salwatullah alayha. So for those reasons, this program should be little longer on the weekends. On Thursday and Friday and Saturday we can stay little longer, and Sunday we can start little earlier. So that way we can read more Quran and understand more meaning, so that we can have a spare time for the majalis, because those are majalis are important in this month. So that way we will have, or we should not have group discussion on the day of majalis, so that we can have more time for the majalis. This way we will inshallah finish the whole Quran as a community, as a group, and the alims are available alhamdulillah in most of the Islamic centers who can do the summary lecture and tafsir and question answers on Quran. If we spend a month with Quran like this for at least 5 years, then you can see the fruit in the community. Then all those misconceptions and all those nonsense thinkings which goes away, which automatically will go away inshallah. This is a humble request. If you can forward this message to your friends and whoever has power to implement this kind of agenda, to open Quran in the month of Ramadan and spend the whole month with Quran, and that's the whole reason of fasting, to purify ourselves so that we are able to understand the holy book. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين.